The MPP says it is committed to seeing the voters' register cleaned for a smooth and successful electoral process. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a representative of the party, Kojuru Sefrie, said the party is preparing a new proposal to add to suggestions they made when they first presented their findings on the current register.
We have submitted our proposals to the EC before our press conference, and we had a comprehensive roadmap for the EC that where we can have our register will be sometime June next year, and that the whole country should do it simultaneously, and that, say, for instance, if we take, say, 3 days or 4 days to register everybody in this country. Nigeria took, I'm told, about 8 days or 10 days. For so many millions of people, we have suggested that we need some independent people, as it were, to look at the register with a view to auditing, and then to see that people who have registered, say, once or twice or three times could be cleaned. So we have suggested the roadmap. It is with the EC.
You've actually submitted your proposal already.
We have. We have submitted our proposal before the press conference, and we are going to add onto it.
The PNC also says they are feverishly drafting a proposal to be presented to the EC. General Secretary of the party, Bernard Mona, said their proposal will seek to restore confidence in the integrity of the EC.
My national chairman has instructed that I should get a draft of our position to him, which I am currently working on. And so when it is finalized, we will discuss at the party head office by the national executives of our party, and then we can make a submission to the Electoral Commission. I'm confident that our position will capture the essence of a voter's register and also to establish the role of political parties in election year and also the mandate of the Electoral Commission. We will attempt to also define citizenship as is contained in Chapter 3 of our 1992 Constitution. And then, of course, we will take cue of what is pertaining in other parts of the world as far as voter's registers are concerned. We have also decided to look at the history of new voter registers in this country and to see whether they've been able to cure the problems of voter register, and if they have not, what we could do collectively in order to overcome the persistence to call for a voter register or the persistence view that every new voter's register before it is even concluded, we are talking about voter register. So we'll give proposals, we'll give suggestions as to how to overcome this suspicion, and we'll also conclude that political parties and other actors by our action must engender confidence in the electoral process rather than weaken the confidence within the Electoral Commission. If we weaken confidence, then that will lead to heightened tensions, and these heightened tensions may escalate to cause irreparable damage to our democracy.